You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So the messages that we find in the book of Revelations emphasize the importance of discernment between true worship and allegiance to God versus aligning with false systems and ideologies. This is relevant in today's world where people face various ethical and moral choices. So let us talk about this. We are joined on the line for the last time this week by my pastor, Pastor Katundu, who's joining us here. My pastor, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am good, my pastor. Thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us once again.
My pleasure.
Indeed. Pastor, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
All right, shall we pray? Our gracious and loving Father, which art in heaven, thank you for the time you have given unto us that we can share your word and even be able to get blessed by the content which it carries. Enable us to understand and also be able to be a blessing even unto other people out there. And in everything, may your will and your will alone be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we've been speaking about all things the three angels message, right? So today we just want to wrap it up in terms of the relevance of the message in today's day, in today's era, in 2024, right? So how do the themes, my pastor, of worship, allegiance, and ethical living presented in the third angel's message resonate with contemporary challenges and opportunities in our society?
Yes, going by what we have been dealing with, it is imperative to realize, to say the messages of the three angels' message have a direct implication to what is happening in our day and age. All the activities that which we see happening in the political spheres, in the religious spheres, and all other spheres of influence that which man can identify himself with, we realize to say there is an element of the three angels' message being at play, where the forces of God are seen to be in direct opposition with what the forces of the devil are pushing, are spearheading as their agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So looking at the ideologies, modern ideologies in Pundiswami, and cultural trends that are there, you know. So how do they now challenge or align with the principles highlighted in the three angels' message?
All right. For instance, when you talk about the second angel's message, which gave us an idea of the apostate. Oh, sorry. As we talked about the image of the beast, mm-hmm. which we established to be the form of apostate worship, mm-hmm. in our modern age, we realize to say there's been it is somewhat like a flux, mm-hmm. where all the ideologies have been mixed together. Some of them are mystical in nature, others are from different religions and philosophies, all branded in one thing, and Christians find themselves or the believers find themselves supporting all those views in one way or the other, which makes them to be in opposition to some degree to what God desires of them to uphold as the principles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how then now can we discern, my pastor, in today, because there are a lot of things that are happening, né? How can we discern between true worship and false ideologies?
Okay, true worship and false ideologies. From the first angel's message, we realized to say that the call was to worship God and to fear Him. So the Bible should be the one to give us a standard with worship, mm-hmm. and how it should be the one to give us a standard with worship and what must be followed. So anything outside the Bible, as long as it's man-made and is not supported with biblical principles, that should be a clear indication enough to say that there are possibilities for it not being in line with what God desires. Then from one of the major themes of the messages that we've been breaking down, we realize to say whatever does not give glory to God obviously gives glory to another entity, either ourselves or the devil.
Okay.
So whatever worship, whatever kind of worship we'll be involved in, the primary focus should be to give glory to God. And if that is not achieved, that already helps us understand to say it is in direct conflict with what God desires and what his will is. So as we just look clearly or closely, we'll be able to identify to say this is not in line with what God desires. It is indeed a false kind of worship, propagating false ideologies that are not in that are at conflict with what God desires his children to follow.
Okay. So looking at my pastor, how today's world, a lot of things, you know, there's too secular, there's pluralistic. We are living in a pluralistic society, you know. So what are the implications of the call to worship the Creator and fear God in this world that everything is just secular?
Okay, like we mentioned, to say the main ideal here is to ensure that glory is channeled to man or other places. Mm. That's what the secularized societies are trying to bring across, and also just channel the focus elsewhere to ensure that it's no longer God, but the party that is involved is the one who is getting the glory and all the praise and the like. Mm. So as long as we get to realize to say there is such going on, that enables us to understand to say this is already in direct conflict with what God desires. So we must, when we discern that, and it is going to help us really to be able to know what we must do and how we must avoid that which we must not do. So regardless of the variety of teachings that could be there, the secularized views, the key thing is just the word of God. What is God saying about everything? No matter how secular the situation might be or the ideology might be, at the center of everything, as long as God is not praised and as long as it is in conflict with what his word says, that is a clear indicator enough that we should avoid such and shouldn't be entertained as God's children.
All right. So Mpundisi, as we wrap it up, looking at, you know, the discussion from Monday till today, if someone were to listen, let's say they just tuned in like 3 minutes ago, ne? What should they take in terms of the three angels' message?
Okay, what they should take is God is calling his children to worship him and to give all the glory to him. Then he's also informing them that amidst him calling his children or his people, there are also other entities that are calling for the same worship and for the same glory that which must be given to God, the allegiance that which must be given to God. And to those that heed, they will share in the punishment that which is intended for those that are not in obedience to what God is saying and in allegiance to his principles. Mm. So although that will be the case, at the latter stage, God will still re-emphasize people to get back to the principles they are supposed to get back to. And if they do not adhere, yes, they will be able to have the mark of the beast sealed enough for destruction that is yet to come. At the end of it all, God desires his children to be on a safe space by calling them to worship him in truth and in spirit, and to also denounce all these forms of worship which are in direct conflict with his principles.
All right.
This is what I would say, yes.
Mm, mm, Okay. All right. I think Guyazwagala. Let me check. I'm seeing something on our lines. Not sure if it's related to us. Okay, it's not related to us there. But Pastor, I'm going to ask that. Can you do please do pray for us as we close this this section?
All right. Shall we pray? Our gracious and loving Father, we thank you for this time you had given us. We appreciate the mercies and the care that which you have extended to us. As we are breaking down your messages, enable us to apply these principles that which we have obtained from these lessons. And by so doing, may we be a transformed people, ready to uphold the principles that which you have propagated in your word, ready to share them so that others may believe just like we do believe. At the end of it all, we want to ask for you to prepare us for the events coming, leading to your coming, so that we may be a ready people who proclaim your word in truth and in spirit, who renounce evil when it comes our way and when it needs to be renounced in whatever place it will be found. We give glory and honor unto your name through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Have a blessed day too. Thank you.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.